going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
With the NFL draft just around the corner and no trades of picks happening to this point, do you have any idea what position the Bears are looking to land? How many different ones are possible in your mind? Are the odds better for the Bears to trade up or to trade down?
The odds are better to trade down. I don't want to see them trade up necessarily. This is the draft you go into and you ask this very easy question if you're Ben Johnson and if you're Ryan Poles, but this is Ben Johnson's draft. Can you envision this player starting in a Super Bowl for us? You have to look at it that way. This is your Super Bowl draft. This is a team that you're putting together not to go 9-8 next year, which they are going to be capable of doing, not to sneak into the playoffs or compete for a spot. You're building your roster to win a championship. If you're not doing that, you're doing it wrong. So at number 10, you're committed to using whatever you can within your power. Maybe it's trading down to accumulate another selection, but I think that you can stay there and get a player that helps you accomplish that primary goal, that big picture goal. Find me a Super Bowl starter. It could be Will Campbell at left tackle. I hope that it is. It could be Ashton Jeanty at number 10 if he drops at running back, because that would be fine with me too. It could be Mykael Williams, the edge rusher, if he's there and you want to go that direction. I don't think you can make a bad choice here. I don't know if it's one of the two tight ends. I might have to be a little bit more persuaded and talked into that idea. But with Tyler Warren, okay, I think he's a great football player. I don't know if 10 is too high for him based on what I think the Bears need right now, or what they will need in the next 3 to 5 years as they chase a Super Bowl and a championship. But if you stay at 10, you're going to get a player that you can envision starting for you in an NFC championship game to get you to a Super Bowl. When you have 3 picks in the top 41, those 3 guys better be guys that you can envision in the same roles for big moments, to make history. This is the draft you go into with that mindset. If you don't go into it with that mindset, you're thinking too small. This is the year of thinking big. Do it Thursday night.
I did not think of it that way, but after listening to you, David, I could be all in on that. And when you said think big, I think that's where the Bears need to go. I think they need to draft somebody on Thursday night that weighs over 280 pounds. And I don't really care at this moment whether that person
is the weight limit.
Well, over 280 pounds. Right.
Okay.
He can be on the offensive line. He could be on the defensive line. But I want the player drafted on Thursday night to weigh over 280 pounds. And to be honest, I think the only position that they won't draft at number 10 is quarterback. Otherwise, I think any position wouldn't blow me. A linebacker, maybe. Again,
wide
if you
out.
Want to get into the whole like edge rusher, like they won't draft an inside linebacker. Okay, let's put it that way. If you want to get real specific about it, but quarterback is the one. I mean, if they drafted another defensive back, if they were able to get the best defensive back in this draft,
corner from Michigan,
that wouldn't I wouldn't, and to answer the other part of the question, I'm with you as well. You trade back, you don't trade up. I still think the Bears are lacking depth all over the place. And now to your point, I think they're lacking two or three guys that would get you to an NFC championship game.
Yeah, I think what's fascinating is that you talk to enough people around the draft, and there is just a limited number of what you would call blues. And that means like elite contributors immediately that would really help your team and be among potentially the top five at their position moving forward. You know, a few of those won't be around. Whether you like Cam Ward or not, he's considered the first player that's going off the board because of the value of the quarterback position. I would say Abdul Carter is a guy that has that kind of a grade on him. I would think that Travis Hunter has that kind of grade on him. Those are players that are more top five guys that you're not going to get at 10. The interesting ones are guys like Will Campbell, Mason Graham. If Mason Graham could slip,
you take him.
Oh my God, would that be
you take him and you high five everybody in the room?
Oh my God, would that be
hail
perfect?
To the victors?
Yes, yes, that would be a great pick to get. So now we're at like five, right? Is Tyler Warren one of those guys? A lot of people believe
he is. On some people's boards, yes.
And
I think
Colston Loveland is believe it or not considered. I don't want to say he's not the same player, but considered potentially as impactful as a tight end.
Could be your Sam Laporta.
Someone tried to compare him to the great football announcer, the former Bear star.
Greg Olson?
Believe it or not, I saw that as one of
the Is he good in interviews as well?
Apparently.
That could be excellent.
He has a future as a broadcaster. I worry that none of those guys are going to be there. And then I'm thinking, you know, what do you do at that point? What do you do then? I don't want them to trade up because the cost of trading up would be one of those second round picks. And you cannot give that away. Not when you have this advantage of getting your three before 24 teams get their second. That's a huge advantage. And if you're going to be good, those are the good teams. So make sure you're one of them. But if they wanted to trade down, if they wanted to make it a top 15 pick, and maybe it's someone like the kid from Georgia, the pass rusher, that's fine by me.
But he's only 260 pounds.
No problem. I know. Dustin.
Dustin wants 280. 280, you're bust.
Yeah, I don't have any comment on that. That's kind of crazy. But I like the consensus idea of line of scrimmage, which is what he's really saying. So
yeah,
that doesn't bother me. But yeah, I think they can go in a lot of different directions, and I think I'm going to be happy with that pick regardless of which way they go. How's that sound?
I think that's a good answer.
Yeah.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.